Entertainment news for you.
Which is brought to you by
Entertainment News. Oprah Foundation Repair and the Good Feet Store.
Say it again.
Oprah Foundation Repair and the Good Feet Store.
Yay! Okay, well, there, ladies and gentlemen, we can now give you Dave.
Praise Cleefus.
And here he is in person, yes! Gordon Keith. Hey,
thank you. Thank you.
You know,
good to be here in Richardson. This is Richardson proper.
Yes. Yes. It's the northern edge, the ridge of Richardson.
You walked in here and it was like the elusive Yeti showed up. People were like, oh, my God.
They thought I was fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I sent you the
Bigfoot wristwatch.
When I sent you the map link of where we were going to be today, I never in my wildest dreams thought you would actually be here.
Well, I have a situation I'm dealing with.
Are you unhoused?
I'm differently housed, which is the term we prefer. No, I have the internet is disabled at least two of my five locations.
Oh, no.
But no, it's the Muser bunker, the internet is down there because a tree fell.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like recently? Like in the last day?
Yeah, just a couple days ago.
But you have trees,
which means
huh?
I will not get around. I will not get around to calling on them to come out and rehook up the internet for about 6 months. But I'll still pay the whole time,
yes,
full price,
absolutely. And you'll travel from cafe to cafe, just sponging internet.
Yes, rather than take the time to sit down and spend an hour making that call.
But, all right. Well, thank you for joining us, Gordon.
Thank you, David.
And as I try to find the Muser's bunker, I just need to look for trees, huh?
Look for downed trees.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That narrows my search a little bit.
All right.
I'll give you a hint. Think historic grapevine. Not exactly there, but very close to
think
it.
About it.
Yeah. Somewhere between here and there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Got it?
Yeah. We're zeroing in.
All right. We have an update as testimony continues in the Sean Diddy Combs federal sex trafficking and racketeering trial in New York City.
Boy, today was a bonanza.
What was
it? Yeah.
What did they say?
Well, there was a secret assistant that was going by the name of Mia, and we'll probably touch on her testimony tomorrow. But we also had testimony today and yesterday from Deontay Nash, a stylist, who was a stylist to Cassie. And so Deontay Nash said that while he was in Miami to style Little Kim, he confirmed that he set Cassie up with Michael B. Jordan, the actor. Mm-hmm. So this is, I guess, setting up kind of the on-again, off-again nature of Cassie and Diddy's relationship. And every time that she would try and break away from him, that friends would set her up with other celebrities, that Diddy would freak out and try and gain control of her again. So she got hooked up with Michael B. Jordan. She also dated a football player.
Vague.
Andre Branch. Does that ring a bell, Mr.
Sure.
Mr. Draftnik?
Absolutely.
So he was a second-round draft pick of the Jags in 2012. But
is he big in the league?
No.
He was in the league for like 4 years. But Deontay Nash...
Well, he was physically big.
Yes. Deontay Nash was asked about... He was a linebacker. So he was asked about Andre Branch, and he said, oh, the cute football player? Yes, but I never met him.
That's an interesting voice.
What voice is that?
Affectation.
It's my generic stylist voice.
Huh. And what's the stylist name again?
Deontay Nash. And he was also asked about an NBA player referenced only as Brandon.
Ooh.
So Cassie hooked up with an NBA player named Brandon.
Aubrey?
Ingram?
I don't know.
Not Aubrey.
But that Nash also said that he saw Diddy get violent with Cassie multiple times, including one incident where Diddy made her head bleed.
God.
And he didn't report it because he feared retaliation. And when the affair or the relationship with Andre Branch happened, that is when Diddy found out about it and took Cassie's phone and basically grounded her from her phone.
For a 35-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. And related to the...
Was he paying for the phone?
I don't know. Was she on...
Does that give you
friends and family freak off plan?
Yeah.
Does that give you the right to do that though? Like
what?
To take your phone if you're paying for it, if it's an adult?
I mean, I guess if it's his property, he can make the argument that...
Yeah, if your wife is having an affair on you and using the phone that you pay for to have that affair...
This sounds very personal, Dave.
They were married at the time?
When that bitch takes that phone that I'm paying for...
Did you keep the phone, Dave? When
I don't know what you're talking
after you
about.
Discovered?
Yeah,
Let me tell you something.
Also related to the Diddy trial.
Why is Mr. T joining us now?
Let me tell you something.
I pity the fool who took my wife home.
There was a male escort from one of the freak-offs that testified. And so his name is Sheree Haynes, or Hayes. Sorry, Sheree Hayes. Yeah. But his male escort name was the Punisher.
That's right. My God.
No doubt. He had the leather mask with the zipper for the mouth, right?
Oh.
Yeah. So.
What if you.
He never spoke. He just had a scimitar for a penis.
If you found out, like, at 4 o'clock that you had an evening with the Punisher.
Yeah, the Punisher's going to be over here at 6.
Like,
so get ready.
Think about that. Doesn't sound like good Christian love.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first time the Punisher was with Cassie, he was paid $2,000 to meet Cassie at the Trump Hotel, the Trump Tower in New York City in 2012 to quote, create a sexy scene for Diddy. And so he said he was specifically told not to acknowledge the husband. And he says that...
The Punisher was?
Yeah.
What, the husband being Diddy.
Yeah.
But
okay. But he didn't know it was Diddy.
Okay.
He just knew that he was there to be with this woman, mm-hmm. and that there was going to be a cuckold husband that enjoyed being in the papa's on.
I guess I don't get this. So Diddy's a jealous guy. He's confiscating phones.
But
and
this is
getting
he's
mad.
But it's only at his request.
Right. He's in charge.
Okay. I don't
he's
get
in
it,
charge. And by the way, they were supposed to set up a sexy scene. Don't you think that it's incredibly difficult to set up like a romantic evening with the Punisher?
Yeah, I don't think
was it listed in his CV that romance was one of his
strong suits? Romance is one of his bullet points on his resume.
Well, I think DJ wants to.
Is that the Punisher?
Jump in here. I believe DJ's tracked down the Punisher.
For
it,
real?
It wasn't.
He is wearing a machine mask.
And y'all were right on
is
with the
really?
Machine mask.
Oh, my God.
Turn it this way, Bob.
Enhance.
And, boy, Bob's got a lot of open tabs of all kinds of stuff.
He's already clicked through on all of his links.
Punisher adjacent.
Punishing. Punisher. Punishers.
I'm going to find him.
So during his testimony,
you're a follower of all of them.
The Punisher had said that I was specifically told not to acknowledge the husband. And then he said later, a man, presumably Diddy, entered the hotel room wearing a Muslim woman's covering. So he was full beekeeper.
So he was cross-dressed.
Yes.
And cross-culturally dressed.
Yes.
Right.
Because he didn't want to be recognized, so he was wearing full hijab.
Of course.
But then he...
Hijab.
Or whatever it was.
Hijab.
I don't know.
It's a little more...
Wasn't that an old website with bad animation?
No, it was Jib Jab.
Oh.
But so he comes in dressed as a Muslim woman with a giant tube of Astroglide.
This'll fool him.
And then,
I'm also a fan.
And then took care of himself as the Punisher was taking care of Cassie. So the reason that I rehash all of this is because the Punisher was just on CNN. And,
oh, he's giving interviews.
Yes, and he issued...
Did they have that on the Chiron up under him?
The Punisher?
The Punisher?
Is he in the get-up?
No, I don't think he was in the get-up.
Live via satellite, the Punisher.
Wolf Blitzer asked him to please... Unzip.
So could you unzip your mask and tell us, please,
please
when Diddy was a Muslim woman, what did he say to you?
We're joined by Marge.
Well, it's my Wolf Blitzer, too.
So he wanted to appear on CNN to issue an apology to Cassie.
Why didn't he just contact
Wolf
her?
Blitzer?
No,
the Punisher. Oh.
So he said, I would like to apologize because I had no idea, no indication of what she was going through. Obviously, my involvement...
I'm just the Punisher.
...kind of furthered her suffering.
Yeah.
He punished her. Me, knowing that as a man, being raised by a single mom and grandma, just the thought of partaking in a scenario where a woman is possibly being abused is tough to hear. I would
what
just
does that have to do with single mom and grandma?
Well, because
that's his force field.
He can relate. Okay.
And do you think that single mom and grandma were real happy to learn that their son and grandson?
My grandson's the Punisher. You want to see some photos? Got him on my iPad.
I knit that machine mask myself.
Look at that.
Yeah, there's no way he's told his family that he's the Punisher. Right?
Well, no, he just went on CNN to tell him.
He said, I would just apologize to her and tell her that I was really remorseful and regret if I contributed to a bad experience for her.
Do you think that Diddy...
About Jack and Diane?
...is more into sex than anyone that we've heard of? Like... All the stories that we've had about sex and dudes that are way into it.
I'm sorry.
Number one on the sexometer?
No, there's been a lot of bad ones. Harvey Weinstein was pretty into
it. Yeah, but this is so over the top.
By the way,
Harvey and Epstein did, that wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I guess,
before we move on to the rant revival.
Just hand wave that. That's just a...
Before we move on
They didn't have oils.
It'd be pony,
oh, okay.
Man.
Yeah.
Before we... We go to the rant revival.
Yeah, this wasn't.
Yeah, this is E News.
This is the undercurrent.
It's had a very different flavor.
Yeah,
but yesterday we talked about how Cassie gave birth to her third child.
Congratulations!
She gave birth
during
early.
One of the freak offs.
No, but
like, the Punisher went so hard on the mouth that the baby was born
just
out the back.
Calm down.
The place that the Punisher punished. Was so punished that the baby just slid right out.
Okay, no, he already said that.
He's an activator.
The baby emerges.
But
concave head.
But there was
put a cone on that baby.
There was speculation about her.
We gotta go get the dent puller to get this baby fixed now.
But just put some glue sticks on his head. Just pull
just
it out.
Pull out that. You got a Punisher-sized dent in that baby.
Well, the
head.
Punisher got after him again.
Got two fontanelles.
So her husband.
Anyway.
Her husband, the father of her three children, Alex Fine, he released a statement.
Anywho.
He said, there's been speculation online surrounding how it must feel for me to sit there and listen to my wife's testimony about the Punisher and all that.
God.
And he said, I have felt tremendous pride and overwhelming love for Cass. I felt profound anger that she's been subjected to sitting in front of a person who tried to break her. So to him,
literally?
Well,
she's talking about the Punisher or Diddy?
talking to Diddy, like breaking her spirit, not actually breaking her in half.
I got it.
So to him and all of those who helped him along the way, please know this, you did not. You did not break her spirit nor her smile that lights up every room. You did not break the soul of a mother who gives the best hugs and plays the silliest games with our girls. You did not break the woman who has made me a better man.
All right.
Yeah. So he supports her.
Even though she
has such a sordid history.
Right. And
what would it take
to get that accordion back in shape after multiple rounds with the Punisher?
It's just the whole thing.
He probably asked for an extra mommy stitch.
Look at all the stitches. All right. Let's do the rant next.
It is 5:21 from Gillespie's Tavern in the Shire. It is the Hard Line on a Thursday. And since it is Thursday, this is the Rant Revival. Ladies and gentlemen, with the three horsemen of the rants, Corby Davidson, Gen X Davy Lane, and ladies and gentlemen.
For the second time.
If Jay won't completely drop the music, Gordon.
There you go.
Thank you. I need to make a very special announcement. There will be no Twitch tonight from me because I didn't realize that the stars, I guess, are Who knew? Trying to get into the playoffs or something like that.
Yeah.
Some kind of thing.
They're trying to stay in the playoffs.
That's what I'm thinking of.
I heard the disappointment in your voice earlier today on the air when you learned that there was a Stars game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're not going?
No, not going to the Stars game. I'm bad luck when I show up there.
So. Who are they playing?
Playing the Winnipeg Oilers.
Yes.
You're half right.
When's the last time you were at a Stars game?
When I dropped the puck about 10 years ago.
Okay. That's a humble brag.
Total
something
legit.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only way they can get you there is to basically make you part of the game?
No, I would, yeah. Unless I'm on the team, I refuse to go. No, I would love to go to another Stars game.
Okay.
I think it's exciting.
It is exciting.
And I wish that I had, well, but I don't want to go to a playoff game because that's me taking the seat of a very deserving Stars fan.
Yes, there are so many deserving Stars fans.
So, yeah.
Okay.
But go Stars.
Yes, and commence rant. Oh, sponsors?
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
There you go.
Thank you, Eatsy's.
There you go.
All right, so this is, I guess, kind of a crossover event between E-News and rant.
So it seems.
Because our first rant story is about the passing of one Ed Gale. Does that name ring a bell?
Oh, yeah. He used to skin women and then try
That's
to...
That's Ed Gain.
It's Ed Gein, actually.
Oh. G-E-I-N?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Ed Gale...
is too tall.
...is Chucky from Child's Play.
That's a real person?
I thought it was a puppet.
It's a doll.
Well, I guess he was the puppet's body double.
Oh.
What?
What?
Why don't they just use another puppet?
I don't know. I don't know.
This really doesn't make sense. Hey, do we have a body double for the puppet?
We need a human.
Can't the puppet doesn't get tired. Why do you need a body double?
Well, what if he's on vacation or if he gets sick?
Right, another puppet.
This is crazy.
We don't have the money to buy another puppet.
Are you sure you got the story
yes.
right?
So his niece wrote a tribute saying...
The puppet's niece?
No. Ed's niece.
Do puppets have nieces?
No.
Did you ever think you would say that?
No.
The puppet's niece. She says, Ed hitched a ride to California when he was 20 years old with $41 and a dream. He never
sat
looked
in
back.
A child seat?
He lit up the silver screens in cult classic films like Howard the Duck and Chopper Chicks in Zombie Town.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Over the course of his career, he appeared in over 130 movies, TV shows, and commercials. He leaves behind a legacy full of questionable lighting and amazing one-liners.
Wait, what's his name again?
Ed Gale.
So he was a little
yes,
person,
yes.
or a person of little, or whatever you
yes.
would call them now.
Yeah, once upon a time, you might have called them a dwarf.
Uh-oh.
Well, I think you can still say dwarf.
Okay.
But dwarf is a particular kind of little person. Like,
right.
not all little dwarf, people are dwarfs.
Yeah, dwarfism is a particular genetic disposition.
Okay.
Particular genetic gift is
yes,
what I prefer.
That's what I meant.
All right.
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah. So, he...
But he made it to, what, 70-something?
61.
Gale was the... actor in the suit throughout the film.
Wait, he was inside the Chucky puppet?
Apparently so. Huh. And I know you've seen the trailer for this. I don't think it ever got released. The Matthew McConaughey movie Tiptoes.
That's fake.
It's not. He was one of the little people in that.
I think that's a fake trailer.
No, they decided that it was too disturbing and not disturbing, but too... out there for public, but they made the entire movie.
Huh. Well, in the wake of his death, some details have come out about Ed Gale.
Uh-oh. So we're not just doing a story about a little person?
Yeah.
No.
Anytime you segue like that, something bad's about to
come out. It's never positive when details come out after
no.
your death.
Or if you are the featured story of the rant.
Yeah, so his death comes 2 years after he was investigated by the LAPD...
Way to go, Bob.
For admitting on camera to sexting up to 10 minors.
Were they, trapped in a
underage.
Cage?
Underage. Oh, yeah. I mean, do
no,
their...
yeah, he wasn't trying to arrange their rescue. They were underage humans.
How do their phones work?
No, Bob, it's spelled differently.
Yeah, oh. they had a repeater. They had a range extender down in the mine. So there...
Was he cleared of charges? Or could they try him as an adult or no?
He shows up in the Chucky outfit.
Don't they have the thing in the courtroom that says if you're over this height, we can charge you as an adult?
No, he was of adult age.
It's not a Six Flags ride.
I didn't know.
So this was kind of like a To Catch a Predator situation. There was a group calling themselves the Creep Catcher Unit.
Creep Catcher?
Yeah.
Well, that's offensive.
And so...
Well, the guy was walking around wearing a Chucky mask. That's creepy. Right.
So the main guy of the Creep Catcher Unit, a guy who goes by the alias of Ghost, he posed as a 14...
Punisher?
He posed as a 14-year-old boy online and ended up chatting with Ed Gale. And Ed Gale, I guess, met him at an apartment in hopes of closing the deal.
So wait...
And they confronted him on camera.
Did Creep Ghost Man or whatever that guy was he aware that this was Chucky or a little person or anything?
No. They found that out when he showed up. But they had screenshots.
That'd be shocking, too.
Did this show make it on his IMDb?
I don't think so.
He didn't put it on his credits?
No, I don't think he put it on his credits.
And to catch a creep.
So screenshots of the texts... said things like, I want to hold yours while you go pee.
Oh, wait, I remember this story. I think we did this story.
Did you?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Did we do it or did you do it?
It sounds like we did it.
Wait.
You should never send that text.
Would you repeat that?
I want to hold yours while you go pee.
Isn't Corby just... sitting back and giggling.
Well, they got him.
He also said...
Yeah, but not before he traumatized a fake 14-year-old.
He also said...
Like, good... You think that Ghost Man was like, oh my God.
A fake 14-year-old named Ghost Man.
I want to taste your tongue in my mouth.
Okay.
It's never
good.
Do
you want to read that one?
Do you like the taste of... Okay, no, I'm not going to read that last word. We'll just say it of arrival.
Yeah.
It's never good when it says he was still under investigation at the time of his death.
No, you never want that in your obituary.
Well, when it says that he was arrested twice for failing to update his sex offender registry status.
Mm.
So.
Why do you choose stories that make everyone feel bad about lying?
But would you... Okay, let's say that there was a sex offender in your neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Who starred as
a... You downplay the housewarming party. Like, you give a little bit more restrained of a party.
Wouldn't you...
Not as much crepe paper.
But wouldn't you feel that when you learned that it was a guy that could fit into a Chucky suit...
That all is forgiven at that point?
No, but that your 14-year-old could probably take care of that. Like, he could probably...
Oh, so you're saying that it's on the victim to defend themselves, not on the perpetrator to not do
it. I would rather my sex offender neighbor be this guy than the Punisher.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? Like,
all right. So you have sex offender preferences.
Yeah.
Just small.
Name your favorite, your top five sex offenders.
What are the top five things you look for in a sex offender when you're considering to let him in the HOA?
He is 2 months behind again.
I mean, he's out there trimming his hedges in the Punisher mask.
Sucking for air, can't breathe through that thing.
God, it's so hot out here.
Yeah, he can't live in Texas like that.
It's like, why is he wearing the Chucky mask behind the Punisher mask?
No, but Corby's onto something, though.
Thank you.
If your neighborhood had to have...
You're giving Corby backup on this.
Well,
huh,
just the idea that...
Go ahead. What,
if, Bob? If you had to pick a sex offender, Bob...
It would be very, very small.
Right. Somebody that could fit into an R2-D2 unit.
Right, because they're kind of cute.
You could kick their ass, is what
cute,
I'm saying.
But, like...
Like, if they walked over and were like, hey, you want to play? Like, I'd feel safe with Van going out there and whipping his ass.
Right, and then he would just slash your Achilles.
Yeah, because he's
true,
so low to the ground.
He's under your bed.
He can do a lot of damage to your legs.
Okay, he got me there.
But you don't want...
Leg damage.
You don't...
Sawing on your tendon with a little letter opener.
take so long?
It was like one cut in the movie.
You just
had
to keep saying, stop.
Okay.
But you're right. You
cut it out.
That's better than, like, Shaq. Size.
Right.
Yeah.
You're saying Shaq is a sex?
No, he's not.
That's why I clearly said size after the word Shaq.
Like, Shaq's member could barely fit in an R2-D2 unit.
Oh, jeez. God. Hey.
Okay, Dave.
You do the next story.
Do we have
another one?
I have another
he
one.
Doesn't have
do
another
we
one.
Have time?
You thought that was the big one.
Well, it was.
It would have
but
to
it
be
was a little.
I didn't know we would spend so much time on the Punisher.
Well,
we
how
got,
can you
we
not
got behind.
Boy, put that on a throw pillow.
It's like the Punisher got behind.
Why were you guys late to break?
Yes.
Well, he got wrapped up in the Punisher.
Well, we did the Punisher and we did Chucky Sex Predator.
That's probably all we have time for today.
Puppet sex predators.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the rant.
That's it.
And with Gordon,
that is it. No Twitch tonight in honor of our soldiers. So,
and Ed Gale.
And unfortunately, Ed Gale.
Ed Too Tall Gale.
Whew, okay.
Too short.
In 3 minutes, we will come back and we will provide hope in a hopeless world.
All right.
Well, I would very, very much like to talk with you about your roofing situation, Gordon, because, you know, the weather...
I need a new roof right now.
Do you?
The tree fell on his roof.
And unfortunately, I have a insurance company that's balking.
Well, that's the thing about Blue Ribbon, though. They know how to deal with your insurance company, and they know how to make sure your roof situation gets squared away. And with, you know, you live in North Texas, as I understand, although no one's actually
very
been able
close
to verify
to
that. And there are storms with high winds and hail and other things that may may affect your roof.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need someone you can trust. And that's why you can trust my guys at Blue Ribbon Roofing, because the owners, John Tisch and Trevor Hopkins, they have this. They're
triplets.
They're a super team, if you will, and they will work directly with you.
Okay.
Especially with you, Gordon. They'd probably be so excited to help you with your situation.
They'll be up there with a few pallets of shingles with me. Putting the new roof
and
on.
And they have an awesome crew. And no, you all don't even have to help.
Oh, really?
Honestly, you can go get some lemonade, and they're going to take care of your
roof.
And that's what
they
do at BlueRibbonDFW.com. So tell them you're a P1 or tell them you're Gordon. BlueRibbonDFW.com. Mention the ticket, BlueRibbonDFW.com.
Yeah.